Hey, everybody, Dr. Tom Moorcroft back here with you for this episode of the Healing from Lyme Disease Summit. And today I'm really excited to be interviewing Kelly Kennedy, a really great friend of mine who we've spent some time together talking about something that's so important to me, which is the lymphatics, lymphatic drainage. As an osteopath, you know that I talk a ton about the importance of this and particularly drainage out of the head, the neck, the sinuses, as well as relaxing the vagus nerve. So today we're going to be talking about issues in the tissues, the connections between the lymphatics and the immune system. And I wanted to tell you a ton more about Kelly because she's one of these practitioners that I know who just really spreads her wings and shares the love in her heart for other people. But I wanted her to introduce herself a little bit differently than a lot of people. And that is because when we start, right before we started, we set our intention. And Kelly said something so beautiful that I've asked her to repeat that and share that with you. Because as we've talked in so many of our other episodes, what we haven't really shown you yet is that everything we're doing should be intentional. We can create a ritual around healing, and it just changes our mindset, our heart set, and our vibrational level if before we just dive into doing things, we actually just take a moment. So Kelly, thanks for being here. And I can't wait to share this with people because we just said it was brilliant.
Well, thank you. And Tom is a big part of me being able to spread my wings, because when I met Dr. Tom, I asked him for a little piece of advice and he gave me a whole mountain. I asked for a little piece of sand and he gave me the whole beach. And I asked him a question in the physical and he totally came back to me at the level of the 12D. And I was like, you're totally right. And what I'm present to and what he's present to and what I'm so happy that you're all here today for is let's everybody take a deep breath in and exhale. I set the attention and focus today that all the words, the nonverbal communication, all the things that come out of Tom and I, as we always and have from the moment we've met, stayed connected in our hearts, allowing us to have the opportunity to have everybody that's listening to really receive what we're trying to communicate, to allow them to really understand what it really means to have the power inside us heal. That we know that all the tools and all the education we can give you, it's all about teaching you how to access this power within. And we today, Tom and I, stay in communion and stay heartfelt and with gratitude as we express all the wisdom within from all of our experience, allowing you to know how to access that wisdom as we move forward in union together to allow that to unfold. And so it is. It wasn't exactly what I said before because I stay in the present moment.
Yeah. And the thing I would add too, that we, one of our intentions is that not only that, but you receive this intuition for you to be able to find the right practitioners, to know who those people are, to know which treatments are for you and which maybe are really cool and in the Lyme space, so to speak, but maybe they're not the ones you need now, so that you can really be in touch with that. Right. And Kelly, thank you so much, because like both times we've done this are now in the last 5 minutes, the hair is standing up on my arms, on the side of my head, like all over my body. Because to me is I've trained myself that that deep breath signifies I'm dropping in to my heart space. And one of the things that seems to come up in all of our conversations about this throughout the entire summit is whether we're talking about people who primarily treat with antibiotics and herbs, and I mean a lot of antibiotics, or people who only treat with herbs, or treat people who are doing physical manipulation, or they're talking about psychiatric stuff, it all just everyone has gone back to the heart. And that's why I wanted to start at the heart for a change, because that's really where our conversation came. And this is I love the way that you brought this back. You asked a physical question, and I came back with what you needed to hear. And that's what so many of us are really working to do. And you do so well, is you're present with a person and then you know. And so hopefully today in our conversation, we can help people become more present with themselves so that they know and they rely on us for the nitty gritty of the things we might not be able to see or what we don't understand in the bigger picture from a med or herb or manual therapy perspective. But we know in our hearts when what the other people are suggesting to us resonates with what our body needs to heal. Because I think that's really, you hit on the nail on the head so well. We want to really be in touch with the self-healing mechanism and revitalize that within us. Doesn't really need to be revitalized. We just need to connect to it. So thank you for being here to have this crazy conversation, because it's going to be amazing.
I know, my pleasure. And I want to remind everybody that the way we access that is as simple as breath. conscious breath, and that there's nothing you have to do. There's no special power. We all have it. The difference between me living and not living is breath. That's it. And so to access that power that allows us to heal and live is to breathe. And I know we talk a lot about it in our industry. And I think Dr. Nam has a really good point that, and I did say that in the first time, that finding our own authority, you know, that word authority has been so manipulated. And authority from the Latin, from the Greek derivation, it means from self. So it's very interesting to me how that has been so manipulated, where authority means from self. And so the only authority we should listen to is our hearts. And yes, our brains are really big. And everybody that does meditation, a lot of people talk about, oh, I want to empty my brain. Okay, Dr. Tom, please don't empty your brain. I know you meditate a lot. Please don't empty your brain, because I want you to keep all that amazing information and content and the millions of dollars you've spent developing the brain and the intellect. But let's just use it in a ratio that's 1 to 10 of the intuition. And the intuition is coming from the heart versus the mind. And when we access our breath and we take a moment and just be, it's in our hearts. And when I, honestly, I had been suffering with a left shoulder issue on and off. It would switch from shoulder to shoulder for 26 years, ever since I was in a car accident. And when I was sitting next to Dr. Tom, and I had said in the universe, I said, the only person that can help me is a DO. I said, it's like 4 months before Dr. Tom and I were sitting at a table together, that really understands not only the physical body, but the spiritual body. Cause I feel like what's happening with my shoulders is much more than physical. And I don't like to often ask my friends questions when we're sitting at dinners, having downtime, but also opportunities are presented to you for a reason. You got to stay present to it. And so Dr. Tom's sitting next to me and I was like, he's really present. We're really connected. We're in our hearts together. And so I was like, I'm just going to ask him, like, what do you think the left shoulder, like, can you touch me and tell me what's, as a DO, can you tell me what's going on for my shoulder? Cause I have a physical problem with my shoulder. And he just like hit the ball right out of the park and whispered something in my ear that made me just cry instantly. And I was like, that's it. That's what I've been waiting for somebody to tell me. And it was really just, I knew 100% what he had said to me, but I wasn't telling that to myself. And I wasn't giving myself the permission to step forward and to spread my wings. And lymph, which we're going to talk about drainage, and we're going to, a lot of people in the Lyme world go, I need to detox. And I've learned all these protocols and all these techniques and all these practitioners that are great at, but not anybody is going to heal the same way. And so that all these practitioners and all these tools, we can learn about them. But as Dr. Tom said, what resonates with me when I close my eyes and I think about the red light? Does that make me feel good? Does, when I stop and think about colonics, does it make me feel good? Whatever the case is, whatever you're thinking about, just center in, and does it make me, does it resonate? Because lymph is not just about letting go of what doesn't serve us and draining out what doesn't serve us. It's about stepping into who we really are. And what Dr. Tom gave me that day was, I wasn't stepping into who I really am. I wasn't spreading my wing. And so I'm very honored to be on this summit and to be able to share this space with such a brilliant man who has helped me and many others spread our wings, and to really teach us that healing is multi-level. Healing is multi-causational. Healing is multi, you have to do all the things, right? But at the center of all of it, as he said so eloquently, is our heart. And we can't get away without it. We don't live without it. And every breath, and a lot of you know heart rate variability, is about the spaces between the heart. And those spaces between the heart is the breath. And when we're in breath, when we're in parasympathetic, now we can heal. Because I find so many people, particularly with Lyme, with that chronic that chronic disease that causes us to feel like we're constantly in fight flight, that we are being strangled because it's taking our oxygen, and maybe we can't breathe well because it's up in our sinuses. So we are physically feeling less oxygen. So we feel claustrophobic, but being able to take a conscious, slow, deep breath and feeling where the tightnesses are and lending that frequency, that energy, that air to go to that space and allowing it to come out of the body. And physically being touched definitely helps, but you can do this at home with just your breath as well. And it allows the body to go in that parasympathetic. Then when I take my herbs or I do my red light, now I'm in a position where my body's receiving that.
I think it's so important, Kelly. Like a lot of what we've been talking about, it comes up with the people who I've done, who I'm most heart connected with. And I feel like I'm connected with everyone here. Otherwise I wouldn't be on the summit, but the people like I was talking with Sinclair Canale, who I've done an entire meditation program with, and you, we've had these conversations where, and we're going to talk more about like the science of love after we dovetail through the lymphatic system. But what's so cool about it is we're all talking about, it's not just knowing the things to do, but the order to do them in. And so I just want to just highlight and emphasize one thing you were saying of, I mean, I want to do that for all of them, but so rewind and listen to the whole thing again, because it's like just gems. But the part about not just about what do we want to release, but what we want to hold on to when we feel inside, the thing is, I think we've been trained out of feeling with our heart because we're afraid we're going to be hurt. And it's actually the way to be okay and equanimous is to actually open the heart. Protecting the heart actually makes it hurt more. But it's like this, can I get out of my head? Like you're mentioning, but the vibration, one of my mentors said, hey, you know, if you are doing something manually and you move your hands this way, does it make it more lifeful or less lifeful? Right? So are you resonating at a healthier, does it feel better or does it feel worse? Right? Do you, when I think about the therapy, does my heart open up or does it close down? It's no harder than that. Does it make you feel better or does it make you feel more in angst? Right? When you're trying to compare yourself, and this is another common thread through our whole summit, is stop comparing ourselves to other people. Because their healing journey is theirs, not yours. Yours is your own and embrace your own. So as part of this, and I just wanted to really highlight that because it's just part of the through line. And I told people in a few other interviews, I don't tell you what the summit's about. I just say we're healing from Lyme and we can talk about your gig. And everybody is in sync because we're all heart-centered and connected. So if you hear a common thread through most of our interviews, we didn't plan it that way. I had it in my heart. I held the intention, but I didn't share that with Kelly. I just shared my heart with Kelly and brought her on because she's got a great heart and a great message. And so part of your message here, and we talk so much about lymphatics, but how did you come to lymphatics and what do we really need to know about it in healing from Lyme disease that makes it so potent?
And Dr. Tom has no idea really the type of work that I do on a professional level every day, because we get to see each other at seminars, but we don't necessarily get to see each other in practice. But literally as you're explaining that, I was like, oh my God, I want to explain what has happened in the last 6 months. Everything in my life has changed. I've been in this industry for 26 years. I started pre-med. I was at Cornell. I wanted to be a doctor because my father had Hodgkin's. And I was selfish. I didn't want to get cancer. Nobody could tell me how to not get cancer. So I thought, if I go to college to become a doctor, I'll figure out how to not get cancer. And within that first year at Cornell, I was in a horrible car accident. And that left me with some long-lasting injuries in my vertebrae. I compressed a couple of vertebrae. I was scalped, have a big scar on my head, and I lacerated my spleen. And so after about 3 years of going to every professional, like all you have, I went to the pain specialist, the orthopedic specialist, the support groups, I can't remember what actual medical doctors are called now in all their specialties, kind of funny, but I went to all the specialties, right? And I went to the hypnotherapist and I went to the Reiki person and the massage therapist, because I was in Ithaca, New York. And if you know anything about Ithaca, New York, it's still 1970 there in a lot of ways. And so I went to the crunchy people and I went to the medical professionals for about three states over the course of 3 years. And basically what they gave me was drugs, prescriptions, to manage my pain and to tell me to sit still, which didn't really work for my body or my personality. So on that journey, I went, and when I found this terrain medicine, bioregulatory medicine, quantum medicine, whatever you call vibrational medicine, I learned that there was a science behind it, that it wasn't just woo-woo, that there was quantitative assessments, heart rate variability, contact regulation, thermography, live blood analysis. And I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. We're figuring out why people are really sick. And there's two blockades to healing, and then seven things that contribute to make everybody sick. It's never one thing that causes one thing. It's multi-causational. And there's two blocks. Those blocks our dental foci and scars. If we have physical scars, they'll block our fascia. If we have dental foci, they'll block. As I go through this and we're helping all these people, I've now been pain-free, drug-free for 25, 23 years. Everything's going well. We're helping all these clients from all over the world. We have all these people now. Once I start the podcast in the summit world, I'm like, all these people we're helping. And I'm now challenged with, go teach what you do. And I was like, huh? I don't know if I can. I have a body-centered therapy that takes 20 years of education and influence and brings it together. And I realized as I went to teach it that I saw the body in a very same, in one way. We have a mammal, the brain and the brainstem, and we have a heart, which is our vibe, which is our body electric, as our good friend, Dr. Schaffner calls it, right? So we have this body electric that is our fascia. And then inside it, we are floating our bones that float inside the lymph that has three times more of this fluid known as the lymph than we do blood. So we have about 12 to 15 liters of lymph and about 3 to 5 liters of blood. So we have three times more fluid of lymph held together by the fascia with the bones floating inside. And what I realized was that the survival mechanism of the autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic, is the mammal. And its job is to help us survive. And we've all said it in this industry that, oh, we're not in caves anymore, but everybody's in sympathetic overload because of the environment we live in, because we're worried about keeping up with the Joneses. And, you know, did I call my mom? And do I have enough Wi-Fi? And oh, do I have enough storage on my computers? And all the things that we worry about on a daily basis. That's keeping us in the sympathetic tone, as well as, you know, the nonstop information, whether it's the internet, whether it's music. When do people get to be? Everybody's in a race. And we have been calling it the human race. And this mammal, this brain and brainstem feel trapped inside this body. And it has been head forward, shoulders rolled in, protecting the heart the whole time, because the mammal's been shrinking to protect the vitality of what really makes it run, which is the heart. And so the physical work I do is to help open up the cage of the fascia, the lymph, the bones, and get the flow to open so that the heart can sing its song. And we stop letting the mind run the show, which has been the problem, and worrying about it and thinking about it, versus I'll learn all this stuff and then I'll take a breath and I'll sink in my body and I'll go, where do I start? And those of us that get the best results because we're efficient and effective and we're very well schooled, we get the best results. And the reason that Dr. Tom is attracting all these great practitioners, because he's one of them, is because we're able to sink into our hearts. And just like he did with me that day, sit next to me, meet me, breathe with me, and go, Kelly, this is what you need to hear. And it made, what an impact it made, much more than an adjustment he could have given me in a physical way. He gave me an adjustment to my physical, emotional, spiritual body. And I would argue that every single practitioner works in the physical, the mental, emotional, and the spiritual body. The problem is most of them are not aware that they're working on those levels. Right. And that when you find practitioners like myself, like you, like Sinclair, like Dr. Christine, like so many others on your summit, you know it, your body knows it, because all of a sudden weird things start to show up and you go, I don't know why I'm crying all of a sudden when I'm with you. I don't know why I all of a sudden feel lighter when I'm with you, because your body is telling you you're finally with somebody that knows how to listen, and that we're here to teach you how to listen. to your body. And that's really our goal, all of us, is to help you learn what your body needs so you can do it in the right sequential order and unwind this and allowing you uniquely to unwind it for you than anybody else. Yes, probably using the same tools. Yes, probably using the same education, but not in the same pattern because you didn't wind into that tangled pattern of which you're in. And our job is to help you unwind it and then allow it, just like the fascia does when we just hold it, to reorganize and go back into structure and go back into coherence, because all of life is coherence. All of life is structure. There is nothing in nature that is not perfectly unique and yet within a beautiful coherent pattern called the golden ratio, the Fibonacci series. It's over and over in life. And our hearts, when we're in coherence, create that sort of vibration, that frequency. And then the vibration is then spread throughout the lymph and we are vibing a healthy, regenerative frequency that uplifts all of those that are around us. And the body electric heals by just touching.
You know, what's so crazy is like, I'm like, we want to make sure we tell people a little bit about actually what the lymph is from the conventional approach to it. But what's really interesting to me is that I agree with all these things you're saying. And it is like, that's the part that gives us this. And everybody's like, you get so much done. I can't, do you sleep? I'm like, yeah, I sleep a lot. And they're like, really? When, how do you get all this done? I'm like, because I like plugged into the same power that you are, that everyone here is too. But I think there's this fear, and you would mention like, you know, we're the human race, but also a lot of these doctors are trained to be human doings, you know, but we're really human beings, right? And that word that you use, being, is just like, boy, and it goes, and I was thinking about that lifefulness I was talking about, and is it opening up, but it is when you're feeling that frequency, when you're in harmony. I think humans are really innately different in our brain structure, that we have the ability to get out of sync with everything around us, right? And it's even like animals that fight each other for, you know, the hierarchy in their pack or their clan or whatever they're called in the big herd. Once it's over, it's over. They go, they shake it off. That, and lo and behold, if we go back to lymphatics, for me, it's a low pressure system. So it needs different types of movements, which we can dive into. But it's that sometimes it's a shaking, but wow, if we could just get the vibrational frequency of love spreading throughout our body, all the other physical mechanical things would work so much better. But it's like, you're giving yourself micro lymphatic pump. That is the most innate and deep piece, right? And it's like, I feel like people who, if we're setting anybody off by dropping into like the core of this thing right now, that is so beautiful, and sit with it. Like my friend Joan Rosenberg said, and she's been on previous summits with us. One of the biggest challenges people run into is they're afraid to experience uncomfortable emotions. But it's like all these emotions are just energy. You're supposed to be with them for a moment and then bring that energy back up to your heart after you experience it, if it's somewhere other than your heart. And then take that breath that Kelly's talking about and just be with it. And you know, it's funny, like where I said the first breath we took, I was just boom, drop right in. It took me years to get there. I was so sick. I couldn't do anything. So this is for some people right away. But if it just pisses you off or you're like, this is hard. Yeah, but you were so worth it. Show up for yourself today and do the simple things. So thinking about simple things, Kelly, like maybe you can touch on a little bit about the mechanics of lymphatics as most other people describe it, so that people can have a groundwork for taking our conversation and understanding how it plugs into what they're hearing elsewhere. And then one of the things I love that you proposed chatting about is just how could we do a little bit of self lymphatic massage? Because so many people want to drain their lymphatic system and they're like, do I need a lymphatic massage therapist, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you do, but you could start at home. And I would love for you to share a little bit about that because it's so powerful.
Absolutely. And I want people to start to think about drainage over detox, drain, drain, drain versus detox. When you drain, the detox happens naturally. Your body's designed to do all these things, but the lymph, which is our filter, gets clogged. And you change the filters in your car, you change the filters in your air filters, you change your filters in your house, but we don't change the filters in our body. And we don't think about it necessarily because we've never been taught about the lymphatics. Most of us haven't heard about it until somebody in our family has cancer or some kind of chronic illness. And then we go, oh God, what do I do with my lymph? Is there a valve over here? Can I drain it out and be done with it all? If only it was that easy. But the lymph really is it's part of our car. It's part of our circulatory system. Really, we have the cardiovascular system, right? Which is the heart and the lungs pumping. And when we, there's a whole nother theory about that, but okay, let's just say the heart pumps and the heart pumps the blood and it circulates throughout the whole body and it gets everywhere, but the lymph doesn't have a pump. The lymph only moves when we move. So if we're stagnant and we don't move, the lymph isn't really moving. And as soon as we move our arm and the skeletal muscle starts to contract, there's these muscles called lymphogens, and they move in this pattern that's like almost if you're going to twist a towel and try to wring all the water out of it, it moves in this kind of like twisty pattern as we move. The lymphogens kind of squeeze the body as you're going up the skeletal muscle, as you're moving. And somebody might be laying in bed right now and being like, I can't walk, so I can't move. Ah, but you can, because you can breathe. So when we take a deep breath and we expand our rib cage, not our chest, we expand our ribs and we're expanding our ribs. We're actually raising our shoulders a little bit and we're expanding our ribs. And when we exhale, we're creating that stimulation of the lymphogens, particularly here at the termini, which we're going to talk about are really important. And right here at the cisterna, I wore this necklace today perfectly so it would fit right here.
It's right over that, right?
And your cisterna is not really a lymph node, but it helps drain the bottom lower of the lymph. So the top of the lymph drains right here above our clavicles and it drains down into our cardiovascular system. So this is where it ends. And a lot of people that do dry brushing or they do manual pumping, they're taught, I would consider it completely the opposite of how it should go. I teach dry brushing and manual pumping very differently than what is taught in America because I know physics and physiology and combined them and thought, hey, this doesn't make sense what they're doing. Because if this is the exit and you have 50 cars backed up to the exit, do you try to get the 50th car that's lined up in the back and push it through to get through the exit? Or do you open the exit and then go, okay, the first car comes in, and then the second car comes in, and then the third car comes in. By the time you're done, the 50th car is the last car to come through because all 49 other cars have moved. So this is about, for those of you who know this word, this is about working proximal, closer to the body, and then distally, away from the body. We open up the areas closest first because it creates a vacuum. Because as Dr. Tom's mentioned that the lymphatic system is a pressure system. So it moves with pressure. So where there's a void, it'll move pressure in. So if I want to open up this area, which is my left termini, which drains 75% of my body drains right here and 25% of my body drains here. So the way it works is that if you were to cut the body right in half, right? And this, I'm sorry, don't look here. Okay. So here, this breast, this arm, this side of my neck, and this side of my head drain at my right subclavicle termini right here. This left termini drains this breast, this arm, and my entire lower body all drain here because the lower body drains the cisterna, and then the cisterna drains up to the thoracic duct. And that's done through movement. So I feel that a lot of the reasons people feel better when they do yoga is actually they're moving upside down and they're moving their lymph and their fascia, and they're actually draining that water and pressure system because the water, the hydration for both the lymph and the fascia is key to everything continuing to move and to shift that pressure. So one is I teach people to pump your termini because you have superficial lymph and then we have lymph nodes that are deep. So we have like these highways that are like vesicles, much like the arteries and the veins. And then every average human has between 600 and 1,000 nodes. That's a lot, 600 mm-hmm. to 1,000. So, and each node is between 1 and 25 millimeters. It's tiny, okay? But if you think about, you have about 50% of them in your gut and about 20% in our neck. So 70% in our neck and our gut. And then anywhere else they're mostly concentrated is where we're bent, like our shoulders, our elbows, our wrists, our knees, our ankles. And most of us that have kids, or when we were kids, we're familiar with lymph nodes because we're like, oh, their lymph nodes are swollen. So what does that mean? They're fighting something. So we know this at some level, but it's another level. We don't really understand the immune system. And yet I sit there and go, it's because they don't study the lymphatics, because here are the lymph organs. So I'm going to back up, take a breath, because that was a lot of information. We have 3 times more lymph than we do blood. The lymph doesn't move unless we move. The lymph ends and drains at the top of our clavicle. That's where we start drainage, is at the end, and we manually pump that, which I teach for free on my website for people to learn how to do that. And you can do it as simply, if you can't move your arms, with breath to begin to move your lymph. And then as our lymph moves, as we stimulate the movement, there's vesicles and there's lymph nodes. The nodes are concentrated in our neck and our gut and where we bend, and the vessels will move the surface lymph. The organs of the lymph are as follows: tonsils, thymus, spleen is your largest lymph organ, appendix, bone marrow, and small intestines. Your bone marrow and your thymus are where the B cells and the T cells mature. Seems kind of important to our lymphatic system. The spleen is the largest lymphatic organ, and it creates white blood cells, as does the Peyer's patches of the small intestines, which is our largest organ in our whole body, is the small intestines from a surface area perspective. So the white blood cells are created in 2 of the lymph organs, then they're matured in 2 of the other organs. Are you starting to see the connection of the of the immune system? And I know that you talk a lot about mast cells, and the mast cell whole experience for me is a lot what's happening in lymphatics, from an overstimulation of what's happening in that space between the cells that the body's responding to, and the white blood cells, the lymphatics, are creating a response to that that's inappropriate perhaps for the environment. That's a whole nother summit. But just to bring it all together, to get people to realize that the lymph is our body's ability to identify what the toxicant, the pathogen, or whatever it is in the body at the level of the node. So the body pulls in, it has capillaries at the end of each of these vessels that opens up and says, hey, there's surface, there's fluid in the area. Bring it in, bring it into the vessel. The vessel's pumped through these lymphogens that are then through skeletal muscle, they move into the lymph node. And at the lymph node level, then they go, hey, that's a toxicant, that's a pathogen, that's an immune challenge of sorts, a bacteria. So we got to create a certain white blood cell for that versus this. And that's the war, if you will, that's waged inside as the immune system. And now the body can take that through. What I find with people that have chronic Lyme is that their body's been building a protective mechanism in fibrinogen against the Lyme. It's trying to put it in benign areas like shoulders, like joints, like cavitations in the teeth, like scars. And it likes to hide out there in the fascia. And it's got all this fibrinogen, all this top, like what I call cobwebs, basically around it. And that's the fascia adhesion. And that when we start to pump the lymph and we create space, and then we start to stimulate the fascia, what's hiding in the fascia can come out through the lymph. It can be pumped out. And then the liver and all the emunctory organs can take over. But I think that so many people with chronic illness are not considering the lymphatics for the drainage of the toxicants, and the fascia for the storage of these these spirochetes, and that knowing that by pumping the nodes 10 times more than I detox, that moving 10 times more than I take something for detox, that I'm going to stop killing all this stuff because my body can't get rid of it, cleaning it out. There's no point taking biocidin if I'm not peeing, pooping, sweating, and bleeding properly, because that's how my body drains toxins out. And the biggest organ of drainage is our breath. We detox more through our breath than we do anything else.
Well, the beautiful part of that exceptionally spot on badass diatribe about our lymphatic system is that we're actually going to be doing some bonus breathwork sessions every day during our thing, because I agree with you. It's so critical. And so much of how all this moves is we're in control of. I think that that's so important. So when we're looking at the different things we can do, because if you don't by now know, the lymphatic system is critical to your immune function. And it's interesting. We always say, well, 70 to 80% of our immune cells at any one point are living in the gut wall. But let's go even further back, like Kelly just did, and focus on, like, can it work? You know, the whole analogy of the freeway. And I mean, it's like, I always say, like, if I'm driving down the road and everybody who needs to merge would just go one, then the other, then the other, then the other, there really, it'd be a little slow down, but it'd be fine. Nobody would be mad. Nobody would have been having a problem, but they're all like, and they're fighting it. So our goal here is to give you access to ways to not fight it, but to optimize that natural healing. So do you like directly have people pump?
I do. This is not a massage, it's a pump. Okay. So first of all, a lot of times when we have a sore arm or something, we want to squeeze it, right? This isn't about a squeeze. This is a pump. Think about an avocado. You want to go and test the avocado to see if it's ripe. You're not going to go and go bit and pump your fingers through the rind. You want to just gently pump it to see if it's soft and supple enough to be ripe enough, but not hard enough. You're going to pump. So above your clavicle, and remember, these are just under the surface level of the skin, so you don't have to go deep. And you're creating like a pump, a pump, a pump, a pump, a pump, a pump. But it's going to be here. But I want everybody, before you do, as Dr. Chom said, we're not human doers, and we've been in the human race for too long. So let's start to become vibrant human beings. So first, be. Put your hands, and I like to use these two fingers, your ring and your middle finger, because they have the least amount of pressure, and just place them first. Start there. Don't do a thing. Take a breath. And now just gentle on my word. Pump. Pump. Relax. Pump. Relax. Pump. Relax. Just 5 or 6 little pumps. I was a rower. And when you row, it looks like it's going really fast in the boats. Like we're fast up, but it's actually slow up, fast pull, slow up, fast pull. And that's similar to the lymph. You're slow and release, pump and release. I find a lot of people are like this, pump, 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 pump. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's making it like, yeah. Like it's vibrate. Like you're almost like.
Right. And we do have some handheld vibrators by a vibe that actually stimulates that as well. But for your own manual pumping here, I'm going to put my,
but it's a different frequency, right? I mean, that's creating a frequency that we really can't. And which is good, because now we have tools to help augment it, but it doesn't get around the basics of just a simple pump. And I just want to tell a quick story, because I remember, I will never forget the thoracic duct, right? It drains like so much of your body, and it's on the right lymphatic duct, the left lymphatic duct, but the left is so big, they call it the thoracic duct. I went into my first anatomy exam for our thorax, and they put a little pin in this cross section. So we saw it. The thing was bigger than a garden hose in diameter. I had never, of all the cadavers in the whole room, I had never seen a thoracic duct remotely that big. And so like, I didn't think it was supposed to be that big. So I was like, this can't be that. I don't know what it is. And I got it wrong. And then they're like, this is a thoracic duct. I'm like, there's no way. I mean, it was huge, Kelly, but the cool part about getting that one wrong, which, yeah, you know, for most of us, like me, yeah, we don't like getting things wrong. I'll remember it forever. it's variable in different people, but it's so important to unclog the entrance, you know, like, or the exit, however you want to call it, but it's the entrance into the venous system, which is the exit from toxicity. And it's the entrance to cleaning out. So like you said, detoxification happens naturally. So the pump, and it's like, it's really cool. And just for everyone, like, I've spent years and years and years, hours and hours, thousands of hours training in and teaching osteopathic manipulation, and sort of the more esoteric, where you're kind of getting in there and you're just barely touching stuff to because we're reigniting self-healing. This is the exact same way I would teach someone to do lymphatic pump, because all the people who do this thing, and there are people who do that, osteopaths and other people, it's basically a superficial game. It's going to feel good. It's going to do something, but it's like, I would love to dive into the vibration a little bit, because in osteopathy, I use a lot of percussion when I do manual therapy, but everybody thinks it's a thumper or a vibrator. And we're just going to go, and we're going to fix people. It's the interaction at the right vibration with the tissue that we've always found. And what's really crazy is our teachers, Jill and I, are like, when you're vibrating at, or if you're treating someone from the position of the higher vibrational frequency of love, whatever your therapy is going to work better. And so I would be willing to bet that, because this, look at this amazing thing you just had us do.
Crossing your arms and you're hugging. And yourself.
You gave yourself a hug and you didn't do it hard. You did it at your body's tissue pace. So you were vibrating with your own heart. And that's the feeling. And so what's up with this other one? Because I haven't experienced this one, but I saw you goof with it before we started. I'm like, I know exactly what vibration that's at.
I will. And let me just mention first two things. One is, when you're doing this, to add to that vibration, because I agree with you 100%. Lymph is about the pump and the movement. The fascia is about the vibration that breaks up like old stuff. And so just adding a hum while you're pumping your lymph can make a big shift.
And now I'm going to go one step further, because I know you'd probably do this too. But if you're doing this and you're taking that breath and vibrate, you know, with the hum, for all of us mast cell, mycotoxin, chronic sinus people, and you want Raynaud's, who want more nitric oxide, you can get 6 times more nitric oxide in your nasal sinuses by humming than you can from regular exhalation, which is really cool. So now I'm making a really simple self-care routine. I get in touch and I'm going at my heart speed, but when I do my cleansing breath and even throughout, I can hum. So it'll help physically all through here, but it's also going to improve your nitric oxide, and it's going to help all your microcirculation, not just here and here, but everywhere. And what is lymphatics? What microcirculation?
And the last is music. And, you know, I know and feel that we've all gotten away from music way too much, and that, you know, we're not feeding our mushrooms because we're not getting a vibration. And, you know, the heart of all of us, I learned about this tribe years ago, and it just still resonates with me when I learned about this, that this tribe in Africa, when the women want to have a baby, they decide to get pregnant. The first thing they do is they go out to the woods and they wait for the song to come to them, and they learn the song of the child they're about to have. They go back to the tribe and teach it to the tribe. When they have the baby, the midwife and all the tribe is singing the song. Throughout the course of life, if the child gets out of order, meaning they're out of their own vibe, everybody comes around as the tribe and sings their song. Huh. Women, when, or men, you have a baby and it's like not doing well, what's the first thing you do? You pick it up and you go,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So while you're, maybe you add a little movement to it. Maybe you rock a little bit, and you're not forcing a rock. You're just finding, where's my body moving? And maybe playing a little classical music in the background. Overtones we find is the most healing in all of nature. And it's found mostly in classical music like Mozart and Beethoven and Bach. And by listening to that and humming and you know how much that costs you? $0. And how much can you do it, Tom? Dr. Tom, can you do that all day?
All day, dude.
And can you over-treat with that? No.
Not really. Yeah, you know what? Like, I love music, and there's a lot of music that we do with our meditation programs and even our Lyme healing program, our Thrive with Lyme program. But what's really cool is, like, I was just at an autism conference, and I woke up every morning and I'm just like, you know, I'm in a different time zone. I'm waking up all crazy. I've got tons of lectures to do. I say, you know, I said yes, because it's important, but I'm like, why am I doing all these lectures? It's going to take a lot of energy. And I just woke up every morning and I put on my little, I have this whole dance music track, and it's just like, but it's vibing music that resonates for me.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not like, you know, Rage Against the Machine and Metallica. I might use that, like, you know, if I want to go skiing and do something stupid, but usually not. It's more like the stuff that just gets me in my zone. And I just, every morning, even before I'm getting in the shower, I'm dancing. I get in the shower, I'm dancing. I get out, I'm dancing. But it's like, but it's my zone. And it's like, when I do that, it's just like, it wakes you up in such a way. And then I can do it throughout the day. So like literally every time I have downtime, I have my groove in the background, and that works for me. And it could be the over, and it's really the overtones of the drum and the human voice that really get me going. And I'm a guitarist, but I love percussive guitar on top of everything else. And when you go to the other stuff, whatever it is for you in that moment, and it changes. And this is the thing. It's like, go with the flow. Like, it's like the, and the dance moves are great, because what I feel is like, I'm even doing it now. I'm like loosening up my back, 'cause I've been sitting in the chair, and we like to bop. And then, you know what we do though? Our kids do this all the time. And then my patients go, or my parents of the kids, they're like, oh, they're hyperkinetic. I'm like, well, they're trying to move something. Don't stop them. Encourage it. Yeah. And also find a way to do what their body's not able to do at the moment. So I love what you're saying here. It's amazing.
And so to that point, we taught this manual technique when COVID hit a few years ago. My friend in New Zealand and I have been training on limp for a long time together. And we were like, okay, if they don't get this pump right, if they don't get this feel right, can you make something? So she created this about a week and a half ago. And it's this little handheld. It's got three speeds on it.
Yeah.
So I like the first speed for the face, because it's a little less intense. And so that's great for sinuses. And this is a very flexible head. And yes, it's called Flow Vibe. And it's great because it can get right into some of the crevices and stimulate the nodes. And then it can really get like under the submandibulars, behind the ear at the jugular digastric. And by holding it, first of all, instantly, everybody does the same thing. As soon as we hold it here, we go, oh, because at the end of your termini and at the top of your termini, vagal nerve. So this is like a vagal nerve reset. So it instantly puts me in the parasympathetic, and then I'm stimulating the nodes. And this is just a great shortcut. And I think as well for kids, like I have a 10-year-old who, you know, doesn't let me treat him because, you know, you're never a prophet in your own town. So I got this, and now this has been fun, right? So now every night he's like, and what I find interesting, just like you said, Dr. Tom, I'm aware because I do this work, but you know, when he's like, well, can you put it right here? I'm like, yes, I can. You got something stuck there, do you? Okay, let's do that. And then I was here for a while, and he's like, well, can you put it like right there? I'm like, yep, I sure can. And he's just telling me where it's now stuck in the body, because it's mobilizing and it's moving out. And then he had a great movement the next day. And what I mean by movement is poop. And so many people go, oh, I need to do colon hydrotherapy, and I got to do a bowel cleanse, and I got to do all this bowel stuff. And I'm like, yeah, move your lymph. 50% of your lymph is in your gut, and watch your bowels open when you work your lymph. Mm-hmm. Because I feel that that should be the bottom of the barrel. The bottom of the funnel that everybody talks about is bowels. I think I propose it to be lymphatics, because when people come in with constipation, we work their lymph, the side effect is bowel movements. When people come in with infertility, or they have off periods and we work their lymph, or they've been in menopause for 3 years and we work their lymph, they get a period, or their cycle regulates, or they get pregnant as a side effect of wellness, because the side effect of healing is procreation. That's what the mammal is trying to do, survive and procreate. That's what it's designed to do. That's mm-hmm. what it's driving to do. And only when we rise above it with consciousness are we able to get out of the survival mechanism, stop becoming a human being, or stop becoming a human race, and get into the human being and just be. And I know, as a chronic illness person in my way down history 25 years ago, I know how some of you feel right now, that you're sitting here listening to this brilliant doctor who's on all the summits and the podcasts and has his clinic and teaches people, and this lymph specialist fascia woman. And you're like, really, is it that simple? Is it as simple as pumping my nodes, humming, dancing, and starting to make my vibe change?
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's that simple.
It's so, so inspiring. We could talk about this stuff forever. In fact, we have before. But I just, this has been such an invigorating conversation. There's so many more pieces of this to unpack for people over time. And I know, you know, as we record a little bit before the summit airs, we'll have a lot more information about the Flow Vibe that we'll stick over on and other resources on our summit resource page. But as I'm sure you kind of know, Kelly, you've inspired so many people right now, and I'm sure they want to learn a lot more about you. How can people find you online and get in touch, learn more about your work?
So I have a podcast called The Beats, like the heart beats, with Kelly Kennedy. So anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can listen to that. And then I also have a website called The True Wellness Center for our center here in Philadelphia, where people do come and visit and see us either locally or long distance. And then on Instagram, it's True Wellness Global and Kelly Wellness Girl. So Kelly Wellness Girl is like me. And then True Wellness is all the things I do. And the podcast is fully me.
Cool.
So that's how they can reach me. And thank you for this opportunity.
Well, thank you for gifting us with this amazing healing invocation at the beginning and the intention, and being such an amazing practitioner and a light in the world, and for spreading your wings. And, you know, so many of us practitioners are like, oh, I know how to fix things. And what I love about our little tribe of people is we all know how to fix things. And we also know that other people do too. And we're open to receiving all of that, so that not only we can receive greater healing than we ever thought possible, we can share that with everyone, which is what we've done today. So I'll make sure all your links are on our summit resource page. And Kelly Kennedy, holy moly, dude, I love it. Thank you so much for being here, and thank such you. A gift.
And can I just quickly say, as we end this, I set the intention to focus that all of you have received this message in your heart. And while it may not have all the details yet, your body, you know that you have found a truth today that you've never resonated with before. And that, like Dr. Tom and I, we can spread our wings, lead with our hearts, and we are surrounding you with our love. And I know you can feel that. You feel that love from both of us right now. And you have that within inside each and every one of you. And we are only able to access it ourselves because we had to find it with us first. So we pray that this today has inspired you to allow you to experience that true wellness inside you, that wisdom within you that is the only thing that heals. And we know that we simply facilitate as we allow you to access that and allow it to show you the magic of healing that it truly has for you. So I say, with true love from our hearts to yours, you got this.
You got this. Everyone, thank you for joining us. This has been such a pleasure, Kelly. And everyone, this is Dr. Tom. I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, just, you got this.